Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. All right, I'm excited to have my buddy Stu McLaren here, and we're talking all things membership. And I grabbed him for a few minutes because I want to bring to you the latest and greatest about membership sites. So Stu, we're going to jump right into it. If that's okay with you?
Dude, I'm excited. I always love jamming with you. And obviously, I love talking about memberships. So I'm excited for our conversation.
Yeah, and this is perfect for our audience. We've got a lot of writers, bloggers, podcasters, speakers, like people who have information. It's great to back it up with a membership model. So the first question I have is, what would you say to someone who says, I want to kind of get things going, but with everything that's been going on in the economy, is now the best time to start a membership site?
Well, here's what I know, Jonathan, is like in the last year, it's thrown all of us a curveball, right? And my heart goes out, by the way, to all entrepreneurs whose worlds have been turned upside down with what's happened. Because, you know, it's not, there's challenges that come with being an entrepreneur, period, let alone like, you know, what's happened. You know, I have a dear friend of mine who, he owns a restaurant and we're still closed. Everything's closed down here in Canada and he's open, he's closed, he's open, he's closed. Like it's caused all kinds of havoc. And so I just, for the record, my heart goes out to all the entrepreneurs all around the world who've been impacted by this. But you know, what's interesting is that there's another side of the coin that is not being talked about. And in our world, in digital memberships, we have not experienced any sort of a disruption. In fact, we've actually seen a boom. And a big reason that's contributing to this is that now what COVID did was it created a scenario whereby people were forced to come online. You know, so many more people have come online now than before. And not only that, but they've gotten comfortable being online. And now they're seeking out experiences. So I'll give you an example. Like my kids, they used to take piano lessons and we'd get in the car and we'd schlep down to the piano teacher's house. It was 20 minutes there and kids would do their piano lessons 20 minutes back. But COVID, we couldn't do that. So what happened? Well, the piano teacher got creative and she started delivering the lessons online virtually. She had a camera over top of the keys. She would play and the kids would repeat it back. And it was amazing. We loved it as parents because, well, it saved us 40 minutes, you know, drive. But the kids loved it too because they didn't have to go anywhere. And it was way more convenient and easy for her as a piano teacher. And so isn't it amazing how COVID just has forced us to reimagine the way in which we do things? And so it's created an environment where people are way more open to it. That's number one. Number two is that I was talking to Daryl, who owns a membership teaching people Greek. And he does it by taking people through the Bible in the old, you know, Greek format.
Yeah.
So super niche. He was in a conversation with one of his members who used to drive an hour to work and an hour back each day. So 10 hours a week. Well, with COVID, he was forced home, you know, working from home, but he just got 10 hours a week back in his life. And so he thought, well, I'm going to use that time. And so he joined Daryl's membership and has been learning Greek. And this is another example of people want to use the time. So there was a survey done over in the UK and they asked people specifically, what are you looking to use the closures? And 69% of the people said they were looking to learn a new skill, to improve themselves, to come out of it in a more effective way. And this is what we've seen, whether it's memberships in the art space, whether it's memberships in parenting, whether it's memberships in all kinds of different markets, they're booming and experiencing their best year ever because more people are online, they're more comfortable online, and they're wanting to learn and better themselves. And so it's actually turned out to be a phenomenal period of time for those who have memberships and subscriptions.
Absolutely. And I think it's the smartest thing a business owner can do in the climate that we've been in. I know for me, I survived because of a membership site, my business, because, you know, yes, I do a lot of like education and training and things like that, but there were no events. There wasn't a lot of speaking going on. And not only that, but there was about a 4-week stretch in there, especially back in March, where it's like to like send an email to sell something was like being like deaf, right? You were just like, you weren't paying attention to what everybody was going through. And so, you know, for about a month, we were able to like survive through those months because we had the membership recurring income continue to come in. And I was concerned too, like, is everybody going to cancel? And that did not happen. In fact, we've seen an uptick as well. So I just firmly believe it's the smartest thing a business owner can do. You're right.
Well, it's interesting too, because that was a topic of conversation in our community when COVID really hit, was like, oh my gosh, like, is everybody going to cancel? And to your point, like, no, that's actually not what happened. You know, people actually doubled down because they couldn't get the community and the interaction elsewhere. Like, I think of Scott Paley. He's in a market that we would have thought for sure people would cancel. He helps nonprofits. He has a membership called the Nonprofit Leadership Lab. And he partnered with a woman named Joan Gary. She's the lead instructor, so to speak. But, you know, they didn't see a decrease. They actually saw an increase, because at that point, like, nonprofits are like, well, what do we do? And they're wanting to get the help. They're wanting to get the support, especially during a period like that. So to your point, like, it hasn't seen a drop. It's actually seen a boom. And I think of like Casey Hope, who sent me this message in March of last year. She had a physical brick and mortar art studio. And she, in her message, she said, Stu, we just had to make the really tough decision to close the studio because of COVID. And she said, normally I would have been full of fear right now because I still got rent. I've still got a team. I've still got, you know, my family to, you know, to cover for. She said, but I don't have that whatsoever, because she has a calligraphy membership and she's teaching people calligraphy, and it's digital and it's online. And she has thousands of members in that. And then not only that, but like a month later, I got another message from her and she said, Stu, I'm launching a second membership. And I was like, well, what is it? And she said, well, I realized like there are millions of parents at home with young kids who were all of a sudden thrust into becoming homeschooling parents. And we're like, what? How do we do this? How do we juggle like parenting and teaching and all the things that we were doing anyway? And she said, you know, so I realized like I was teaching kids art in the art studio. I could do the same thing online in a membership and give parents that, you know, break during the day where the kids are working on their art. So she did. And in the last year, less than a year, she's welcomed more than 500 plus members to that second membership. And so again, I just want to emphasize, like, now is an incredible time. More people are online. They're more comfortable online. And it's created this scenario whereby if you got an expertise, knowledge, like, now is the time to double down and serve your people. And I'm sure you've seen it too, Jonathan, that people get far better results when you're with them on that journey of implementing what it is that you're learning. You know, unlike a book or a speech, like, we don't have that same connection and relationship with our audiences that we do inside of a membership. And as a result, more people make more progress in a membership than in any other format, because we're with them on that journey. And so it's just a fabulous way from a business owner's perspective, but it's also a phenomenal model to be able to serve people at the highest level.
Yes. And there's no doubt we're in the subscription economy. I mean, if we thought we were in it before, we're in it more than ever, no doubt. And so I want to get your take on trials. So it's a method that people can use. And there's all kinds of different trials out there, you know, a free trial for 30 days or a dollar trial for 7 days, for 14. And you have the unique ability to like see what's happening across all different kinds of industries. What are your latest thoughts or maybe opinions on trials and utilizing trials to get people into a membership?
I would love to make the distinction between a passive trial and a active trial. And what I mean by that is like, I don't think passive trials are as anywhere near as effective as active trials. And here's the distinction. A passive trial is like somebody can just sign up, like you said, for a dollar for the 30 days. And the experience is, you know, the same regardless. They just join and they can get in. It lowers the barrier of entry, yes, and you'll get more people that are come in, but there's far less buy-in at that point. Mm-hmm. And there's not as much engagement, so to speak, in terms of their buy-in for the membership itself. Whereas an active trial is something a little bit differently. I think of like Tamara Bennett. So Tamara She runs a $10 challenge. She's in a crazy market. She helps people who want to paint decorative door hangers. Like, I didn't even know this was a market, Jonathan, but she has nearly 2,000 members in this membership of people who are passionate about painting decorative door hangers. But anyway, she has done, she has a $10 essentially trial for her membership. But during that trial period, it's a week, she is engaging with them and they're doing a challenge during that week. And so people are going from like not knowing how to paint to by the end, they've experienced progress. And what that does, that's an active trial. So now they're reflecting back on the progress that they've just made in that short period of time. And it makes it so easy to then transition to becoming a full-time member because they look back and they're like, oh my gosh, look at the progress that I have made in such a short period of time. Imagine the progress I would make if I was in this environment all year long. So the reason I share that is because what we know to be true across, you know, being in this industry for 12 plus years, helping tens of thousands of people in all kinds of different markets, the first 30 days is so important in any membership. And in fact, if somebody has a positive experience in that first 30 days, it will triple the lifetime value of that member. So we want to be super proactive in creating an environment that turns any type of trial from passive to active. We want to be focused on them engaging in our community and being sensitive to that. We want to focus on them consuming the content and using it. And most importantly, we want to be focused on not only consuming it and using it, but getting results and experiencing some kind of progress. Even the teeny tiny little wins are a huge deal in the terms of the impact it will have on somebody going from a trial to becoming a full-time member. So more than anything, less passive trials, more active trials if you're going to do a trial.
I love that. And it's something we've incorporated in the last year. We have a 14-day Discover Your Message Challenge. So like people get in and they go through this 14-day, what's my message? I don't know what my message is. And then for people who haven't launched their platform, we have a 21-day Launch Your Platform Challenge. And I find that people really engage with that. And if you can get them engaged, you're right. It won't be a surprise gotcha. Oh, I signed up for something that I never took a look at and now I don't want it, but they never really experienced it. So
that's right.
It's not fair, you know, either way.
And it's such a much easier, you know, interaction with somebody because it's like, look at the progress you've already made. And they naturally want to continue that momentum, which is possible inside of a membership. The same is true, by the way, if you have a course and you're teaching people, you know, what to do and how to do it in a course, the natural next step when they get to the end is like, well, wait a minute, who's going to support me in the implementation of that? And that's where a membership, a back-end membership, bridges that gap. It takes people from knowing what to do and how to do it to getting the results. The membership supports them in the implementation of that as they are on that journey. And so whether a membership is on the, you know, coming off of a challenge like you're talking about where they're getting results or whether they're coming from a course and they're wanting to continue that experience, a membership is a great way to be able to do that.
Awesome. One final question for you, Stu, and that is, one of the big objections that I often hear is from a content creator is, well, membership sites just take a lot of time, energy, effort. Let's talk about it. Is that true? Not true? What can you say about the experience that people who have started a membership site that feel like, well, I don't want to do something that's going to like run me instead of me running it?
For sure. None of us do. We don't want to create another job, you know? And I think that really boils down to a content strategy that not only allows you to be able to create high value content, but do it in a way that doesn't consume you, but yet still helps your people and your members get results. Like I think of, you can relate to this, back in the day when I partnered with New York Times bestselling author, Michael Hyatt. He didn't have a lot of time. He was speaking. He was just coming off the New York Times bestseller book platform, and he was in high demand. So he was speaking 30 to 40 times a year. So you had a day on the front, a day on the back for travel. That meant he was gone over 100 days a year. Plus, at the time, he was publishing a blog post every single weekday, and he was publishing a weekly podcast. So he didn't have time to create a whole bunch of stuff. And yet, we built a content strategy that allowed us to create more than a year's worth of content over the course of 6 days. And we do that. We had 3 2-day video shoots. And during those 2 days, we were just like, bang, 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 bang. We'd create its content and then we'd schedule it out. And so we were ahead by months and at one point more than 12 months in advance because we had batch created the content. So that really boils down to the strategy. I'll give you another example. So Jamie Bright is a photographer who experienced a lot of success finding clients online. So she started teaching other photographers how to do the same. Her first membership was all consuming. She was trying to teach all the things about growing a business online, SEO and blogging and Facebook ads and all the things. It was heavy for her and it was overwhelming for her members. And as a result, nobody implemented anything or got the results that they she was hoping for. Instead, she launched a second membership and reimagined the experience. And what she provided was one new strategy a month to find one new recurring client per month. Don't you just feel, doesn't that just feel so much better and easier? And not only was it easier for her to create, but it was easier for her members to consume and they actually used it. And because they used it, they got better results. And so again, we have this misconception that the more content we provide, the more value we create. Not true. In a membership, it is not about the volume of content. It's about the speed of which people can implement the content. It's all about implementation and helping people make progress. So less is best when it comes to a membership. And that really boils down to you and I creating a great content strategy, provides high value, and makes it easy for us.
And that was the single best thing I learned from you years ago about a membership site was it's not about more. It's about the value. And people will cancel if they're feel overwhelmed, like they can't keep up. So I love that. So Stu, where can people learn more about you? Maybe they don't know about you yet, which I can't imagine. I mean, you're the membership guy in my mind, but where can they learn more about you?
Well, we've got an upcoming webinar where we're going to walk through the membership blueprint. Well, we'll talk about Zoom Up. We'll talk about the high level of what goes into creating a membership that not only provides high value, but that grows year over year over year. So your business continues to grow. And that's the beauty of a membership, by the way. It's like a compounding asset. And that you are helping people get results. We're going to unpack that. And I'm sure, Jonathan, you'll hook them up with the link to it. But if you've got a seed of an idea where you're like, well, could this work? We're going to talk about how do you know whether your idea would work for your market? And what type of membership should you think about creating? We'll talk about that. We talk about like, well, what kind of content should you provide inside of a membership? Come and join us. We'll explain that. How do you attract members? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Bottom line is the goal during this workshop is to help you get clear on how to move forward with your membership idea and to gain momentum in the process. It's all free. Definitely come and join us. Can't wait for it.
Awesome. Guys, link is in the description right now. You can go click on that link, join Stu. He's my membership mentor and everything I do with my membership site, I learned from Stu. So Stu, thanks for being here.
Dude, thank you. And, you know, kudos to you for all that you've done with your community and your members. You know, before we started, we were just reflecting back on like the early days. It's been amazing to watch the number of people that you are now impacting with your membership. And I just give you a huge high five, buddy, because the sustained success that you've experienced is because you show up for your people, you love on them, and you focus on helping them get results. So kudos to you, Jonathan. I appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, Stu.
See you, gang.